Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for choosing Center Square.
Sammy. Okay. Hiya. Hey, listen, you know, I would want to know, first of all, your take on Twitter. Deborah Messing said the same thing. She said, my appeal to Democrats on this platform, please don't leave Twitter until after the midterms. I mean, with how much Tesla stock lost yesterday, I mean, I think some experts are saying there is a chance this might not even go through. I don't know the business ins and outs.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But I will say that, you know, it's hard to run an internet company when your eyes are only on the United States.
Right.
And Twitter is a multinational corporation with access all over the world.
Yeah.
And there are various regulations in other countries that require some modicum of moderation.
Yeah.
So whatever Elon Musk might have in mind, he may find it's far more difficult to put into place.
Yeah. The right wing, clearly, they just want to lie without consequence. Like they can on their right-wing platforms like Fox News. They can lie about the election. They can lie about, you know, COVID or vaccines or the insurrection. I mean, they just want to be able to lie. That is it, isn't it, in a nutshell?
Right. The biggest threat to social media today is organic misleading content.
Right.
It drives traffic on social media, and it drives misperceptions about public policy on a host of issues. And, you know, I've been on Twitter since the second week it existed back in 2006.
Yeah.
My user number was 3365. So I've been on this platform for a very, very long time. And I've seen all of its, you know, changes over the years. We'll see what Musk ends up doing with it. We'll see if it becomes a vanity project or a business that he wants to make better. He can make it better by allowing really robust moderation. Twitter is not great at that, but they're the best out there as far as I can tell. They're far better than Facebook.
Right. Well, here's the thing. We get to fight with the truth. Democrats tweeted, reminder, Greg Abbott's border stunt raised costs nationwide and lost the U.S. an estimated $9 billion. I mean, you know, there's sort of cold, hard facts on our side that this little
stunt. What's $9 billion among fiends?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
One more tweet. This is what I love. B. Jonesy tweeted, "Let's stop talking about a Republican takeover in the midterms. France taught us that could switch. Let's start talking about the blue wave." I mean, isn't that one of the things you fought as a political strategist, is people's perception and listening to the polls and the pundits? Yeah. And, oh, it's already lost. And historically, we've already lost. So it's, you know, I think that's part of it, that is designed to suppress the vote.
There is no resting on your laurels, right, when your democracy is at stake. So, you know, as I said, before the 2020 election and before the 2018 election and the 2021 election,
yeah,
you know, you don't want to wake up the day after the election having left anything on the table, right? Could you have knocked more doors? Could you have made more phone calls? Could you have donated another $25 to the right candidates?
Well,
these are the questions everybody has to ask themselves as they engage.
And as you being on the school board now, I mean, are a perfect person to talk about this canceling student debt, which looks like, you know, Biden is poised to do in a pretty significant way. And
I mean, I am
all for that. I don't understand being a bag of D's to people. You know what I mean? Like, even if you just finished paying off yours, like rooting against other people getting any help. Like, I just don't, I don't get that. I personally, I look at my, I always say I was lucky. My dad's father was a janitor. Like, he always said, like, he wasn't a Rockefeller. He, you know, worked hard. I remember how stressed out he was about having enough money to put me through college, but he did. And I'm like very lucky in that I didn't have any student debt because I was lucky enough to have a family that could pay for it. But like, I don't begrudge people that, I don't get it. Do you? As a political issue, people going, you know, I'm going to be a bag of D's about anybody else getting any help. It's going to help our economy hugely, right?
Yeah. Most people do not hold taking student loans against the people who take student loans. In fact, of all the consumer products, consumer financial products out there, and this is something I know quite a bit about, student loans are the one that is seen as an attempt to better one's life. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And many people who take out massive student loans have been duped by for-profit colleges who see it as a pipeline for lining their pockets. So, you know, we do need to help people. It would be the biggest middle-class tax cut, essentially, that's ever been passed before.
Yeah.
It would immediately, you know, free up people's income to go towards other things. Young people today who take out $50,000, $60,000, $75,000, $150,000 in student loans just to get the degree that we tell them they need to be successful.
Yeah.
Have no idea or hope that they will ever be able to afford a home or the quality of life that their parents provided for them or that their grandparents even had.
Well,
and that's because they are saddled with more debt than they can even comprehend before they even know how to pay it off.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that age, and it's just between that and the cost of housing, let's just say in LA.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, and almost about 40 million Americans hold a total of $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. How is this not a huge boost for our economy? Right.
They owe that to the government, to our government, by the way.
Right.
It's not like some private company would be, you know, put in jeopardy over this.
Yeah.
You know, and we owe it to people. You know, if you want to put in some mechanisms where you have to, you know, make payments for 2 years, or if you've made payments for 2 years or whatever, fine.
Right.
But get it done, because people are counting on it. And I will tell you that young people will feel immediate relief and they will turn out in droves.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, I just was going to say, Carl, it seems like they only do things for political reasons. We do things because it's the right thing to do, and it might help politically. I mean, I was just going to ask you about that. Liz tweeted, I hope, she said, seems like a revival period for youthful activism and participation. Last time I felt this vibe was as a kid in the 60s. Between climate change and looming fascism, this generation can't afford to sit it out. And I think it's our Sue in Rockville said, while younger voters have failed to take current events seriously in the past, with a grandson who's finishing his first year of college and actively engaged in politics, I'm more hopeful than ever that those 4 million new voters will turn out. I mean, that, you know, I have to say, they've already written the midterms, haven't they? But between Roe v. Wade likely being overturned and this student law, I mean, you don't know. There could be a blue tsunami like we've never seen before, right?
Right. Well, and we could certainly hold on to the Senate, too, or even grow a majority there.
Right.
But again, this comes down to what's right for the American people. You know, I think you do anything you can to preserve and protect this democracy. Yeah. And I think that's in serious jeopardy if Republicans, the current crop of Republicans, take control of the House or Senate and hold that majority through the 2024 elections.
Yeah,
I think young people know that, but you've got to give young people a reason to turn out and vote. Just like, you know, our government is so geared towards, you know, middle-aged and older Americans, the young people often feel like it's not even looking out for them. Give them something to turn out for and they will turn out.
Right. So, and what about the whole, we talked about this many times before, because they're saying, oh, this is how Youngkin won, and oh, we're the party of parents now. And it's not a culture war issues, are they? I mean, it's like them trying to force white Christian nationalism on everybody. It just seems like.
Right. And also it's not a question of parents' involvement.
Are the majority of parents against saying racism is bad and gay people exist?
No.
Do you think? Okay.
No, not even close. What it's about is a base turnout mechanism for Republicans. They think that that's what they need to turn out their older voters. You know, look at Northern Virginia, 65% voted against Glenn Youngkin. Some places it was even higher.
Yeah. You know, I think it was Rachel last night pinpointed it was a conservative scholar that just wrote a piece about this is their template for 2024, what almost happened in 2020 and how really kind of terrifying that is, that, you know, I mean, I know this is the Washington Post headline, talk of martial law insurrection act draws the notice of January 6th. I mean, just stuff we never thought we'd have to think about how you insurrection proof the United States, right? Or the presidency so that he,
right.
I mean, yeah, because that's the what's the word? I mean, I guess the thing to be more terrified of is this was a dry run for 2024. Right.
Well, and we've seen all of the different places where we have checks and balances to protect our democracy and the efforts to undermine those things, whether it's taking back the House and the Senate so that they can not certify the election, whether it's in the states with secretaries of state or elections boards and weakening those checks and balances, whether it's the state legislatures changing the rules on voting and how votes are counted and certified. All over the country, this is happening. Because these are the obstacles that kept Donald Trump from stealing the election in 2020.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why. And I don't know, what role do you think politically these hearings are going to play? Because I don't know whether it's just our American attention span. We're like, oh, yeah, well, that thing was a long time ago. I mean, that thing was the near overthrow of the United States.
Right. Well, I think there is an issue with American attention spans, but we have yet to see the final result of this committee, and I'm confident we will get it before the next election.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, me too. I'm forever hopeful. Mm-hmm. I'm a hope monger back from the Obama days.
Yes.
All right. Love you, Carl Frisch. Thank you.
Love you too, Samantha.
Sammy. Okay.